This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States, Western partners, and Jordan told their citizens to leave Lebanon over the weekend as Washington deploys additional military to the Middle East in what the White House describes as defensive amid fears of an Iranian military strike on Israel. VOA's Arash Arbasadi reports.
U.S. warships and fighter jets are on their way to the Middle East to deter an all-out war and, in quote, defense of Israel. The show of military might comes amid rapidly soaring tensions in the region following the assassination of top Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran last week and a rocket strike on Israel's Golan Heights area that killed a dozen children on a soccer field days before. Israel blamed the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah for the attack and struck what it said were Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. A Hezbollah commander was killed. Both Hamas and Hezbollah are backed by Iran. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Jordan's foreign minister has arrived in Iran on what would be the first official visit by a senior official of the close U.S. ally in two decades. Jordan is a close Western ally and helped intercept scores of missiles and drones fired by Iran toward Israel in April. The Jordanian foreign minister met the Iranian acting foreign minister and will later meet the country's new president, according to Iran State TV. Lebanese took part in a march on Sunday in the Lebanese capital to mark 4 years since Beirut was rocked by a blast in the city's port, one of the largest and most destructive on record. On August 4, 2020, a stockpile of ammonium nitrate stored unsafely for years exploded in the port of the Lebanese capital. The blast killed 220 people, injured thousands, and destroyed large areas of the capital. This is VOA News. Nearly 100 people have been killed and hundreds more injured as renewed anti-government protests sweep across Bangladesh. The protesters are calling for the prime minister to resign. The prime minister responded by accusing them of sabotage and cutting off mobile internet in a bid to quell the unrest. The country's leading Bengali language daily newspaper said at least 95 people were killed on Sunday, including at least 14 police officers. The military announced a new curfew was in effect for an indefinite period. There are ongoing questions about the water quality of the Seine River for swimming events at the Paris Olympics ahead of Monday's mixed relay triathlon. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Bacteria levels in the river fluctuate constantly and daily water samples are tested so organisers can assess the risk and decide whether swims in the long polluted Paris waterway should go forward. Most recently, organisers have cancelled multiple test swims meant to let triathletes familiarise themselves with the course over water quality concerns following the rain. The water quality in the Seine is linked closely to the weather. Heavy rains cause wastewater and runoff to flow into the river, causing bacteria levels to rise, while the sun's ultraviolet rays can kill the bacteria, and Paris has seen several downpours during the games so far. I'm Karen Chamas.
More U.S. schools are taking breaks for meditation. Teachers say it helps students' mental health. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Schools across the U.S. have been introducing yoga, meditation, and mindfulness exercises to help students manage stress and emotions.
Listen to the chimes. Close your eyes.
Last year, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention endorsed schools' use of the practices. CDC Director Dr. Mandy Cohen.
We are definitely seeing strains in our youth mental health, and I think there's a lot of components that go into it.
Research has found school-based mindfulness programs can help, especially in low-income communities. I'm Julie Walker.
Voices across the globe are expressing concern over the growing number of arrests in Venezuela following last weekend's disputed elections. Pope Francis said Venezuela is living a critical situation in his traditional homily on Sunday at the Vatican. The remarks came hours after Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro announced on Saturday the government has arrested 2,000 opponents. At a rally in the Venezuelan capital, Caracas, Maduro pledged to detain more and send them to prison. A U.S. official said on Sunday U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is concerned about the possibility of political instability if the arrests continue. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.